Hello, today the Church celebrates Wednesday of the second week of Easter, and our Gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The evenings are getting longer these days, with daylight extending beyond 7:30 p.m. Most of us are happy to know that daylight is increasing each day at this time of the year. Our hearts may sink a bit later in the year when we see the days grow shorter. Even though most of us like the light, the Gospel passage from St. John notes a sense in which sometimes people prefer darkness to light. However, John is not referring to natural light, but to the one who is the light of the world, Jesus Himself. Jesus declares that anyone who lives by the truth, who seeks the truth with sincerity of heart, will come out into the light. They are already standing in the light of God's grace, even if they may not be fully aware of it. This is the light that people of faith, those who seek to be guided by the light of Christ, will always have in common with all those who seek the truth.